Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters on this Monday as he is traveling to SHOT Show. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it, I guess. I was hoping actually to get out to SHOT Show this year, but lo and behold, I got to stay back here and cover for Mark for a day. But he will be broadcasting live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios at SHOT Show in Vegas for the rest of this week, at least a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday show. So it's going to be a great lineup of shows and guests and things like that over the next couple of days. I am sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the balmy Twin Cities. Okay, it's not so balmy. It's actually downright cold here the last couple of days. But that's what we get for being up here. But you know what? We're doing okay. We're plugging away. And I got a lot of stuff to get to on the program this afternoon. And I get to that. We're going to kind of tease what's happening at SHOT Show. We're going to get a check in with Peter Johnson with Archway Defense. He's become one of my stable guests. And he's out at SHOT, so we'll be getting an update on that, kind of tease what's going on this week. I'm sure you'll probably hear him on with Mark again probably a little later in the week, too, as Mark will probably touch base with him. And also the Mad Ogre, George Hill, will be joining us the bottom half of the hour. And one of the things I want to get into is talking about wheel guns as a carry piece. And I don't know if you've seen it, but Kimber's got a really nice-looking short barrel 357 that's coming out. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Want to let you know, too, you can follow me. You'll find me on Facebook. You also find me at Lee Michaels Live on Twitter. And I'm trying this Periscope deal for the very first time. So here is... you are tuning in. If you have Periscope, you can search me out there, Lee Michaels Live, and kind of catch the broadcast in a video format. So as I'm sitting here sipping my tea in this beautiful handgun mug that I got from my sister-in-law, which is pretty darn cool, perfect on a cold day, having a warm beverage here in the Crossbreed Holster Studio here. And a big thanks to United States Concealed Carry Association. To who, if you go to usccaonair.com, get yourself a membership to the United States Concealed Carry Association. And I've been a member for, platinum member for, I don't know how many years, but you need to have that protection if you are going to carry on a regular basis. So, again, United States, usccaonair.com, and get your membership. So, hey, Shanto, do we have Peter on the line yet?
Not yet.
All right, you let me know when he jumps on. A couple of things. I mean, did watching the Democratic debate over the weekend, caught some of the highlights. I just don't have the desire to sit and watch those un-Americans, as Mark Walters puts it, Hillary and Bernie Sanders talk about a lot of those issues. I've made up my mind where I stand on most of those. And when you look at what they're looking at for guns, it's just absolutely maddening, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that the candidates we support do support the Second Amendment. And I think every single one of them on the Republican side take a strong stance on the Second Amendment and pretty gun friendly. But not only does it matter on the national level, as I talked about last time I filled in, it's very important to keep track of what's happening on the local level and in your own local area to make sure what's happening on the state level doesn't get infringed, because we've seen that in a lot of different states. I mean, states, you know, still in Hawaii is really difficult. Even in Chicago, you know, we've had some victories there, but still by no means is it a slam dunk. Is it not, you know, still many states are not very gun friendly. And so you need to be involved. You need to be paying attention to what's going on. Following what's happening on social media, but that means sometimes you gotta get engaged, you gotta get off the bench and onto the field, so to speak, and pay attention to what's going on. And those of us that are, you know, taking the time to get our permits, get the training that we need, get the training that we want to be comfortable and confident when we are out and about, that we can defend ourselves and our family, which are two very important things. And It's interesting how all of us, too, end up protecting others who don't realize it. And if they don't want to exercise that right to carry, well, you know, that's a choice they have, but it should not infringe on what we want to do and what we can do when it comes to that, to protecting ourselves and others. So a lot of stuff still to chat with on the program today. Another instance in the news where a lawful concealed carry owner defended himself and defended the jewelry store and others. And we see these stories pop up each and every day. And this is going to be a huge issue in this coming election. And I, as Mark says, I really do hope those on the left do try to make this issue, because I think more and more people understand that they want to have that right to defend themselves. God bless the police who are there, but you know what? They can't be everywhere at once. You know, somebody starts kicking down your door at 2 a.m, or you're driving home late at night, and sitting at an intersection, and somebody approaches you. I mean, just look at the video of that police officer. Guy walks right up to the car, sticks his gun in the window, fires. You know, it's just unbelievable the officer wasn't killed. And it just goes to show you, you know, at close range, I mean, a lot of things can happen. The officer is able to get out of the car and still return fire. But there are so much you could do to protect yourself and protect those rights. And that's where that training comes in. That's where that thing, where understanding what you need to do and understanding the physics that happen to your body. And they've discussed this a lot, too, about what happens. And that's where you need to have that training. Just going to the range once a week isn't all that much. You need to incorporate movement. You need to incorporate reloads. You need to incorporate, strong hand, weak hand. You know, what happens if, you know, your arm or your hand or your finger that you pull the trigger with is injured? Can you operate your weapon system with your other hand? You know, alternative forms with OC. Do you carry a knife? A flashlight, all great things in preparing yourself to protect yourself and your family. And I think we see a lot of these rights and things that are going to be talked about in these next coming months as we lead up to this election. There is still a big push, and Obama is still going to push this hard. He's a lame duck president. He's got nothing to lose. And if you don't think that he's not going to step up and really try to push stuff through, to get things done, to pressure, to change, you know, start swinging that public opinion. I mean, there's a lot of people that need to be educated on what a firearm is and who we as legal permit carriers in whatever state you happen to be at are not the problem. We are not the ones causing the issues. We are not the ones. And when those issues do arrive, they are very few and very far between. You know, we are the ones that any law that passes is only going to affect us and how we are able to purchase that. We've seen numbers exponentially grow. I think last time I filled in, it was probably a month or so ago, we were talking about here in Minnesota when we had Andrew Rothman in from Minnesota Civil Rights Association. We're talking about, you know, just around 200,000 permit holders here in Minnesota. We are up over 207,000 now. So that number grows each and every day. And I hope if you're one of those numbers that you're getting your permit wherever you happen to be, that you take it seriously, but also get additional training. You know, I have some friends too, I know people that have their permit, but don't choose to carry on a daily basis. Part of that, they need, you know, they're looking for more training, whether they're comfortable or not doing that. That's a whole other topic. But understanding that you have that right, that it isn't infringed, and more importantly, that you get that training and be able to articulate that and carry safely and comfortably. But also, when you get into that conversation with coworkers, with friends, with relatives, those around you that are uncomfortable, to put it mildly. But a lot of times it's because they haven't been educated. So how we carry ourselves, how we comport ourselves, how we defend ourselves to a degree in that arena of words, in helping people to understand what exactly it means to be able to carry, to be able to protect ourselves, to be able to protect them. That again, we are not the issue. The issue is those, you know, those that get guns illegally, those that want to do us harm. The criminals don't, you know, by using the logic that the left uses, they should just post a gun-free zone sign everywhere. Well, we see how that works out. And it's absolutely frustrating because it is something. It just seems common sense. And how that common sense can be lacking on so many fronts with so many people, it's hard for me to comprehend at times. So anyway, it's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters, who is on his way to SHOT Show in Vegas. I am broadcasting from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities as we fill your prescription for freedom. You want more info? USCCOnAir.com. Take advantage of all the great offers they have there. Become a member now. Stay tuned. More Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is coming up here.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest-paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by AmeriPAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Lee Michaels here filling in for Mark Walters on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, as always, filling your prescription for freedom in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities. Mark will be live from SHOT Show tomorrow. You can follow me. You'll find me on Facebook. You can follow me at Lee Michaels Live, and also doing a live Periscope broadcast right now. If you have Periscope, you can see kind of the video behind the scenes, so check that out as well. And joining me now, Peter Johnson with Archway Defense. And Peter, you are sitting in beautiful Las Vegas at SHOT Show right now, aren't you?
I am enjoying the 60-degree weather.
Don't rub it in. I know you left the Twin Cities here, and it was awfully cold on Saturday when you left town.
A little brisk, yeah.
So, awfully excited for SHOT Show, huh? What do you got going on out there?
Well, today was range day, but I stayed down in the city to do a little speaking engagement for industry reps. So we're chatting with, for the gun industry, guys and gals that actually go around and represent the manufacturers to the distributors and to those retailers that all of the listeners engage with.
Awesome. And so what do you have planned for the rest of the week?
Rest of the week, busy. I'll be speaking at Viridian's booth. That's booth 653 for anybody who's actually down here. Come say hi. Be out there from 11 to 1. And then from there, honestly, just enjoying SHOT. And then every night is pretty busy with shenanigans, as always.
Yeah, yeah. So what are you really looking forward to out at SHOT Show this week?
I think everybody in the industry really, they look to SHOT to say what's coming up for the next year. And I think that's the most exciting thing. All the companies that have been keeping their cards close to their chest, if you will, and not telling people what their new products are, and that will get released this week. So I'll be really excited to see what some of the key players are and some of the up-and-comings, see what they're making.
Go ahead. I was going to say, is there anything you've kind of heard about or you're really looking forward to maybe seeing?
I heard a rumor about a VP9 compact. I would be pretty, I shoot VP9s and love that gun. So pretty excited to see that coming out of the Heckler & Koch factory.
Very cool. Again, we're talking with Peter Johnson, Archway Defense. You can find him on Facebook, Instagram, because you're posting all kinds of videos the strip, too. Follow Archway Defense at Twitter, too. Say, it's interesting. I was watching some of your stuff on your road trip out there, and we've talked about this before as we're traveling across states, that you get to certain states and certain permits aren't honored in some states. That makes travel sometimes a little not quite as fun or safe.
No, it was interesting. Yeah, if any of the listeners want, you can check out the videos on our Facebook, that's at Archway Defense, or Instagram at Archway Defense. But I was coming across entering Colorado, and I thought I'd take the opportunity because I did my due diligence leaving the state. You check every state that you're transiting to make sure that you're abiding by the gun laws of that state. Well, Colorado doesn't acknowledge or honor Minnesota permit to carry. So, obviously, as a law-abiding citizen, you follow the rules of the state. However, I tried to highlight it in the video. It doesn't make a lot of sense. A law-abiding citizen stepping across a state line, doing one thing that's completely legal in one, becomes immediately illegal in the other, in the sense of a constitutionally protected act of self-preservation.
Yeah. It is frustrating. I know when I travel, I go print out, basically the laws of every state that I'm going to be driving through. So I have that and show my due diligence if I ever have an issue going, well, here's the latest deal, blah, 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 blah. Because I think you run into officers sometimes that may not even be up on every single gun law in their own state. I mean, because so many states are different and things are changing quite often, frankly.
Without a doubt. And that's not speaking down to the officers by any means. These laws changed so quickly, even in the Midwest. I mean, Minnesota's reciprocity changed this past year.
Yep.
So states that were accepted now aren't. I know there's a big upset with the Utah permits, where a lot of states dropped to Utah because you don't have to do an actual shooting course. Well, that's pretty interesting to see how it changes year to year. And you have to be going full time to try to stay up on this and follow the laws. Now, it's difficult. You want to do the right thing, but you have to do your due diligence. And those officers, obviously, it's not the first thing on their mind, permits carry. They're looking at
You're right.
Homicides and all the more higher end crimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it does. I mean, and then again, it goes back to we as law abiding citizens, any laws and all these things that happen, all they do is affect us. Because, Peter, if you weren't a law abiding citizen, I'm guessing you wouldn't have that crossing that sign, that border into Colorado wouldn't have made a hill of beans a difference. Because if you were legal in Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota, what's a sign in Colorado going to stop you for?
Exactly. The laws stop criminals, or the laws stop law-abiding citizens. They don't stop criminals. Because, again, if I didn't care about the laws in any state, why would I care if I went from one to another?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it'd be fun to see, or nice to see, that be national reciprocity. I mean, it's a topic that
Without
comes up
a
quite a bit. It would make it easy, because those of us that are law-abiding citizens, it would, we're the ones that are gonna obey that and make it easy. So, Peter, I know our time here is short. You got a busy week out there at SHOT Show. I know Mark wants to hook up with you later this week as well, but I can't wait to see some of the videos and follow you your experience at SHOT Show. I wish I was out there with you guys, but somebody had to stay back here and hold down the fort.
I hear you. Well, next year you should definitely come out with us.
I will be. Mark and I have already talked about it. I was gonna try to get out there this year, just didn't come together. So. But next year we'll be. I'm definitely going to get it on the calendar and get out there and really enjoy all of it is out there. I think the range day would be a blast.
Yeah, I didn't get to it this year. I'm excited to do it next year. Obviously, there's so much to do at SHOT. It's you kind of have to pick your your priorities, because you could go crazy trying to do everything.
Well, it's like any trade. Every vendor probably has their own dinner and party and get together tonight and. A lot of there all week long, actually. So it should be a great time, and really appreciate you taking time out of the busy schedule out there. So what do you got going on next for the rest of the afternoon?
So the rest of the afternoon, just kind of getting ready, getting all the gear in line, and then a couple speaking events. So getting prepped for that. But other than that, there's a couple people flying in. So we're going to do a little pre-shot dinner, and nothing crazy. Just network with the great people in this industry and really enjoy seeing people from all over the world who respect what we do.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a lot of fun, because anybody and everybody who's somebody is there, I guess, except for me.
Well, you're there in spirit. I mean, definitely. I'll represent you out here.
You do that. I know Mark will represent me, too. So it's going to be a great time and a great experience. I can't wait to see what's going on. And I'm sure, did I tell you that? Yeah, touch base with Mark, because I know he definitely is looking for all the ins and outs of what's happening there at SHOT this week. So should be a great
good
time.
Stuff.
Peter, appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, God bless you. Again, you can catch Peter Johnson, Archway Defense. He's the founder, former federal air marshal. You find him on Facebook, Instagram. You see all the videos of what's happened at SHOT Show. You can follow him on Twitter as well. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. Mark will be broadcasting live from SHOT Show beginning tomorrow. He'll move the Crossbreed Holster Studios there. And coming up, George Hill, the Mad Oracle, will be joining me on the back half of the hour. Again, you can follow me at Lee Michaels Live. Find me on Facebook. Also right now on Periscope. Got the live video going here in the studio. You can check that out as well. More Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities is coming up with a Mad Ogre next.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It's Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We are moved to Minneapolis as Mark is on his way to SHOT Show in Vegas. He will be coming to you live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios at SHOT Show in Vegas Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. You can check that out. It should be a lot of fun. And I'm sitting here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios in the Twin Cities. And you can also get more information on the United States Concealed Carry Association at usccaonair.com. Take advantage of all the resources they have there. They got a great magazine, great training, great tips, all kinds of neat stuff. Kevin Michalowski putting out Into the Fray, a great video series to help you stay aware and stay safe. And more importantly, the protection you get if you ever forced to use your firearm to defend yourself or a family member. You need to have the protection of the United States Concealed Carry Association behind you. I strongly encourage you, usccaonair.com. Plus, they always have great offers there for new members. Well, joining me now here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is the Mad Orger, George Hill. George, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
Well, great to have you back on. It's been a little while since we chatted.
Yeah, it has been. You know, we follow each other on the Facebooks and the tweets and all that jazz, the social media stuff. And, you know, we're united in cause here, so it's always good.
Yes, we are. Well, we're talking about SHOT Show and all the neat things that people will be seeing out there, and we'll get to see roll out here over the course of this coming year. And you posted a deal today. Really cool. I mean, wheel guns are kind of are really neat in my opinion. I've been looking to pick up one and would love to get one. But you put a post out today about Kimber has a new revolver coming out, and this looks like a beautiful gun. And there are people who love the wheel guns for carry, and you'll have others who will say, you know, nope, I'll take a semi-auto with 15, 16 rounds in the mag as opposed to a revolver. So let's start with the advantage of a revolver, and I want to get into about this Kimber, too, and what's so neat about it.
Right, right. Well, you know, the pros and cons to the revolvers, of course, let's get it out of the way that the revolvers have a limited capacity, and they are, you know, generally speaking, slower to reload. That's a known factor. However, the upshot is that you have such a great flexibility in your firepower. Your ammo selection is really the full spectrum. Because with an automatic, you've got to balance the power of the cartridge versus slide weight and spring weight so that you have a reliable functioning automatic. With a revolver, all it has to do is go bang, and it's going to shoot it, and it's going to shoot it, generally speaking, in a very reliable manner. It's going to cycle because, you know, it's a double action or a single action in the mechanism. You cock it manually by pulling the trigger or pulling the hammer, however your revolver is, and it's going to cycle, and it's going to go bang because of that. And so shot shells, you can, you know, put in snake shot loads. You can put in heavy buffalo bore ammunition in everything in between. And it's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, malfunctions on a revolver. You know, if it doesn't go bang, you pull the trigger again, and it most likely will go bang. There's no stovepipes. You don't have to worry about any jams in that way, shape, or form. So very reliable.
Exactly, exactly. And in the sense that revolvers tend to be very, very accurate because they have a fixed barrel. You know, the sights and the barrel do not change relationships as the gun cycles in its action. And with those fixed barrels, people can generally place their shots on target easier and more accurately with a revolver. I'm going to say that as a general sweeping statement, because for most people that tends to be the case. And for me included, that's why on my hip right now is an old, obsolete wheel gun, just like my grandpa used to carry. Kind of thing. It's a Ruger SP-101. It's in 357 Magnum, and I think it's a beautiful gun. It shoots beautifully, and I keep it stoked with full power Magnum ammunition. But Kimber made a beautiful revolver. They've announced it at SHOT. They hinted it. They teased it before SHOT Show. It's the size of my Ruger SP-101. It's the same size as a Smith & Wesson J-frame. And it's about the same weight. It's about 2 ounces lighter than my all-steel 3-inch SP-101, so it's just a little bit lighter. But the Kimber, it's a six-shot. That's the most beautiful thing about
it. Wow.
The 357 snub-nose six-shooter the size of a J-frame. That is awesome.
And you look at the photos of this, it is a beautiful-looking gun. And to have six rounds of 357 on a short barrel is a wonderful thing to have on your hip.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen some other photos, you know, other than the ones I've posted with some different grip options. So there's going to be different companies already offering grips and most likely holster options as well. But word has it from some friends of mine who went to SHOT. I didn't go this year. I'm not there. But they've shot it. And they say it shoots great. They say the trigger pull is very good and very smooth, and they are really liking it. Rumor has it MSRP is going to be around $899, which is, you know, that's about the same price as one of the nicer Smith & Wesson revolvers or one of the nicer Ruger revolvers like a Match Champion or such. So the price is not out of the ballpark because this is unique. This is a six-shot with the same size and weight as a five-shot J-frame. So very unique and very beautiful. It's one of the things I'm really looking forward to from this year's SHOT Show. So,
Have you hit any other teases of things that will probably come out of SHOT this year, something you're excited about or looking forward to?
This is my number one. The other thing I'm really looking forward to, it's a little different. We're going to change gears here. But it's a bullpup semi-auto detachable box magazine-fed rifle by Desert Tech. They call it the MDR. and it's going to make the Tavor look like a, you know, it's going to make it look like Forrest Gump. You know, new Desert Tech is fantastic. I handled a pre-production prototype, and it is very cool. So the fact that this is finally now getting into production, and dealers are going to be able, at least what I was told, place orders at SHOT Show for it, I am excited.
That sounds really cool. I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I have yet to shoot a bullpup. I've had an opportunity or two. We're at the range trying some different things, but I never got down to that gun. I think it'd be a blast. I'm looking forward to that. So,
They've got advantages, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of getting a short barreled rifle, which you're giving up accuracy, you're giving up firepower, ballistic advantage, terminal ballistics, exterior ballistics. You don't give those up with a bullpup because you can still have that short length. But with a full length rifle barrel, because you're moving the whole action back behind the trigger group. So it's a very nice configuration for size, very size efficient.
Yeah, very easy to handle too, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little different. It can be a little awkward the first time, but once you get used to handling a bullpup, you get used to it and you can run them just fine.
But
getting in and out of vehicles, running through buildings, what we call CQB, close quarters battle, a bullpup is just about ideal for that purpose.
Absolutely. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark Walters. We're joined with the Mad Orger, George Hill. And we're going to head to break here, come back. We're going to kind of keep the conversation rolling here. And if you want more, you can follow Matt Ogre. You can find him on Facebook and Twitter through all the social media links as well. I'm Lee Michaels in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities, filling your prescription for freedom. As Mark Walters travels to SHOT Show, he'll be bringing Armed American Radio's Daily Defense live from SHOT Show tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday here. So he'll be filling your prescription for freedom live from Las Vegas. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Lee Michaels in for Mark from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities. Stay tuned.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
We need every American to take action against President Obama's next executive order by calling the number on your screen. President Obama is exercising another executive power grab, and this assault will be against your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. The Obama administration was unable to impose gun restrictions and confiscation through the legislative process. So now he's trying to use executive orders to go around Congress and the Constitution. Obama must be stopped now. If Obama follows through with his executive fiat now, it will lead to the loss of our Second Amendment rights by the time he leaves office. We need you to call 800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama if you believe we must stop Obama's lawless actions. Second Amendment Foundation is going to stand up to Obama, but we need you to call now and give us your opinion. Please call 1-800-782-8685 or go to saf.org/stopobama. If enough Americans stand up, we will amplify your voice and stop Obama from another assault on our Constitution.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
It's Lee Michaels in the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities, filling in for Mark Walters as he travels to SHOT Show, the place that just about anybody who's anyone is at, I guess except for me and the Mad Ogre, George Hill, sitting out SHOT this year. But it's going to be a wonderful time. Mark will be broadcasting live from SHOT Show beginning tomorrow. Thanks to Peter Johnson, who joined us earlier in the program, too, who's out there to be doing updates from SHOT Show as well. So Crossbreed Holster Studios here in the Twin Cities and filling your prescription for freedom. Final segment of the program. Boy, gosh, sure goes fast. And with me is George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, great to have you staying with us here. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to join us.
Oh, it's always good. Yeah, this is the fastest hour on radio, as Mark likes to say, and it surely is.
It flies by. Hey, I'd be remiss without asking about, you know, it's been a little chilly here at 15, 20 below. Even with a good grill, it's hard to grill while armed outside here, so you have to kind of take a little hiatus at times. But as you are grilling while armed, how are things going for you?
Well, you know, we've got beautiful weather in South Carolina, so I've been grilling lately. I've grilled some chicken just yesterday and some bratwurst. And, you know, nothing is going to keep me through wind, sleet, rain from finishing my grill. So I've got to get out there. I've got to grill that meat. I've got boys to feed. I've got my own belly to satisfy. So grilling while armed is an important daily tradition.
Yeah, you can find it at Facebook, too, the Grilling While Armed Facebook page, and, you know, provide your photos and tips and recipes and things like that. And there's some exciting things happening there at the Grilling While Armed website as well.
Yeah, the USCCA has the Grilling While Armed manuscript, and, you know, it's in their hands. They're going to be producing it and publishing it. Don't have any dates yet. I don't know what the process is. But they're working on doing all that fancy food photography that is difficult to do.
Well, I know here in the cold weather at my townhouse where we used to live, I'd pull the grill up to the sliding glass door and, you know, just slide the door open. I could stand inside and grill and just close the door after I was done flipping everything.
A Bobby Flay technique.
Pretty much is. Now with the charcoal grill I'm using, that gets to be a little tougher, and I don't have the sliding glass door, so it's not as easy to do. But it's hard getting that heat up when it's that cold outside, even when you get those coals really, really churning. But it's fun stuff, and I hope many of you do grill while armed, and you can make your own contributions at the page there. And
see, what it's about is it's about the freedom lifestyle. You know, we've got a right to keep and bear arms, and we can keep and bear arms not just when bad things happen, not mm-hmm. just when there is an emergency. You know, none of that is specified in the Second Amendment. We can enjoy our freedoms and our liberty whenever we want because it's a right. It's not a privilege. It's a right.
Well, it is. And, you know, I carry everywhere. And, you know, I've got some friends, people I know that, you know, around the house, they don't always carry at home or, you know, on a weekend, if they're just running to the convenience store or running to get gas, they don't always put that weapon on. There's a lot of viewpoints about that, but as you're right, it is a right, and to be able to do that, because, you know, we don't get to choose the time or place that we get to defend ourselves, and you need to be ready.
You're absolutely right. So the rule of thumb is, if you're doing, because a lot of people have asked me, when do you carry? When is it appropriate to carry your gun? And my response is this: is this an activity that requires you to wear pants? That's the litmus test. If you're wearing pants, wear your gun.
Or shorts.
Or, well, that's pants.
That's part of the same deal. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you. And what do you run into people too who say, well, I don't carry at home or around the house?
And see, really you should. Really you should. And this goes back to, are you wearing pants sort of thing?
Yep.
You know, you get up to get ready for the day. You're not in bed with your loved one. You're not in the shower cleaning our meat suits. We are ready for the day. You know, there's a knock on the door. You answer it, and it's a goblin or a criminal or whoever the bad guy is of du jour. Could be a pack of zombies standing there. You never know. Home invasions are real. Home invasions happen across the country. Violence is visited upon us at inconvenient times.
Yeah.
So the response to that is wear your gun. Because you can have that gun in a lockbox upstairs in your walk-in closet, nice and hidden and safe from your kids. But at that moment, when you're at your door and there's a guy with a crowbar or a knife or even a gun, and he intends to extract pain from you, well, that gun that you have in the lockbox, in the walk-in closet, upstairs, you know, on the other side of your bedroom, is doing you no good.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, one of those things. You've got a comfortable holster, and I'll do a plug for the number of Crossbreed holsters that I own. Very comfortable lying on the couch watching football.
Exactly.
Grilling out on the deck, walking out to get the mail, whatever the case may be. You don't get to choose. I mean, when I was ambushed, and you can read about that in Lessons from Unarmed America, Chapter 5 in Mark's book, it's you don't get to choose that. And being prepared and having that mindset, no matter how much your situational awareness may be, which is what my case was, and even when you're doing a lot of things right, doesn't mean you still can't be caught off guard.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we don't get to pick the time and place, so we've got to be ready all the time. That's the burden of responsibility that we bear. And when it comes to crime, we are always behind the eight ball. We are always reacting to crime being visited on us. You know, we never get to pick our time and place. Unlike Sun Tzu, you know, in The Art of War, he advocates, you know, pick your battles, pick your battlefield, and know your enemy. Well, the best we can do is know our enemy, and we can know that they're violent and they're mad dogs and they may have to be put down, and we have to be able to respond with that. So that means we carry, and with guns like the new Kimber six shot snub nose, they're calling it the K6, guns like the Smith & Wesson Shield, guns like the Glock 43, you combine that with a good holster like something from Crossbreed, And there's no reason for you not to carry all the time. If you're wearing pants, wear your gun.
Yeah, I mean, I carry my full-size M&P for years, very comfortably. Never had me driving across the country, falling asleep on the couch, whatever the case may be. Very, very comfortable. You know, carrying the shield, same thing. Easy to conceal, very comfortable. And something, you know, depending on what you're wearing or where you're going, often dictates what holster or what gun you'll carry.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the Army, we have the saying, Met T dictates, mission, enemy, train, and time. Well, we don't have the luxury of planning, so we got to always be ready.
Absolutely, and that's why then the training is so important, too. Just because you have your permit in whatever state you happen to live in, get that training, take that time to understand, get comfortable with your firearm or whatever you choose to carry, because that is the most important thing, is to be confident and comfortable and help in that reaction, because your physical senses go crazy when that happens. Tunnel vision, that adrenaline dump, all those things come into play. And unless you've trained for that, trained with movement, drawing from the holster under stressful situations, you need to be ready for that. So, George, I really appreciate you taking time out of the day, sharing with us always your insight, and looking forward to having you back on the program another time when I'm filling in for Mark.
Absolutely. Anytime, Lee. It's always a pleasure.
And they can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, on all the social media stuff. So just do the search for the Mad Ogre. I appreciate it. God bless you, my friend.
And you too, Mike. Have a great day.
You betcha. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark is on the way to SHOT Show. He'll be broadcasting from the Crossbreed Holster Studios beginning tomorrow. Big thanks to Mark, the USCCA, Kevin Michalowski, Tim Schmidt, and Sean back there at the headquarters. So I'm Lee Michaels. Follow me at Lee Michaels Live. Find me on Facebook, too. Stay aware, stay safe. Have a great day.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.